got the juvenile justice, I'm trying to remember the name of the board. There's the juvenile justice advisory board that exists today, and they are kind of constantly monitoring the changes that were made back a few years ago. And so they're looking at things. The other group that has really brought this to our attention is the superintendents and the school officials. And that's when we're seeing issues, lots of behavioral issues, which are transferring into criminal issues, and the schools are having to deal with this more and more.